Morning. Always keeping the fresh thing fresh and the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this morning that He's given us to come out and worship Him in spirit and in truth. I thank the brothers once again for giving me another opportunity to come and say something to you in the form of preaching. I hope and pray that something said make you better for having come. Things is going on in this dark world that we have here. We live in a dark world. A world that can't see what we see. But God is able. Anyhow, He's able. My lesson is taken today from Matthew, the 5th chapter. What was read to you was Matthew 5 and 14, but I would like to read from chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 16. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 16. And it reads, "And seeing the multitude, He went up into the mountain." Remember that He went up into the mountains. "And when He was set, His disciples came unto Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which were before you." In other words, we're not doing this for nothing. "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." My subject this morning is, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. We see in Matthew 4th chapter, verse 25, it says, "Many, a great multitude had followed him, and in chapter 5, it says, "And seeing the multitude, he went up into a hill and sat down and taught his disciples." He went up. In Verse 14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. What Jesus did in his teaching, that we see that he went up. He didn't stay down. He went up to be seen and heard. He was that light that he went up. It's just like he expressed that, you understand that a city set on a hill, up on a hill, that's the city that's going to be seen. So Jesus gave an example of being up on that hill. In John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light. When he walked, Jesus was the light. When he talked, Jesus didn't have to do anything at all. He still was light. The Bible says, in the beginning, Jesus said, let there be light. In the Bible, light is a common metaphor for many things, including righteousness, goodness, holiness, knowledge, wisdom, grace, hope, and light represents day. The Bible says we are to do work while it's still day, for when night comes, no man can work. Light reminds us to be a light in the world through our thoughts, our desires, our speech, our love, our service, and life. It also represents God's revelation and the way to be saved from sin. John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. God uses man to go get man. He uses a light so man could see the light. He used me to get you. He used you to get me. But we have to be that light so somebody can see. Because we live in a world now that's dark. It's a dark and sinful world. Everybody is believing more in darkness, in sin, than they're believing in that which is right. We're living in this world. And it's nothing new. Because from the beginning, when Adam and Eve messed up, sin brought all of this to us. This was the gift of sin. All of these things that's going on now, all of this sin that's going on in this world is dark. So God has made us a light, and we are the light. We're not just a light. We are the light of the world that somebody could see. Amen. It says that let our light so shine that men may see our good works. Our fruits is showing. Amen. You remember, sisters, when back the day y'all wore those dresses and slip was showing, stuff like that, you know? You remember? But today, our fruit should be showing. Amen. Oops, our fruits is showing. So men could see in this dark world. Jesus is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. Jesus is the light. The light. Jesus is the big light. And we are the small light. It was an example given of the sun, the moon, and the earth. It says the sun is the light. The sun shines on the moon. The moon reflects on the earth and gives it light in dark places at night. Jesus is our light. He gives us light to shine on this dark world. This world needs light to see. Amen? This world needs light so they can see, because right now they can't see. Because what they're seeing right now is something that God ain't showing them. Amen? The darkness cannot extinguish the light, but the light can extinguish the darkness. You know, even the scientists, they had an example of, they put a man in a dark room and said that just to see how he would, you know, how he would function. And they said the man in the dark room, what he would do is he would go round and round for some reason. That's what man would do in darkness, go round and round in a circle, doing things over, the same thing over and over again, over and over again. And it's the same in this dark world, what sin does, what sinful men do. They do it over and over again because they're like in darkness. And they do it over and over. They go round and round in a circle because they're in the dark. Why? Because the darkness caused them to be blind. If you're blind, you can't see. Amen? If you're in darkness, you can't see. But we are that light that helps them to see. We could be, you know, in a dark room, you could have a little light, and that little light will show up in a dark room. But darkness cannot show up in a lighted room. Somebody gonna say, well, we see shadows. Yeah, you see shadows. But remember this. Think about being in a dark room. You lose your shadow. You don't know where your shadow is. Amen? You know you got a shadow, but you just don't know where it's at. When that light come on, don't that light help you to find that shadow? But that darkness don't help do it. Amen? You see, so we ought to gather this darkness and recognize this darkness that God has told us something. He said, go ye therefore into all. He said, go ye therefore as lights into this world, into this dark world. We are the light. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? We are the light, amen, that shines in this world. In 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says, if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Jesus said to us, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. In us being that light, we must never run out of oil. Amen? We ought to never run out of oil. Never be disconnected from our source, that's Jesus. We ought to never let our lights burn low. We ought to never let our lights burn low. Amen? We ought to never let our lights burn low. We ought to never be disconnected from that source. We ought to be a light forever because Jesus has given us something. The light that's going to last for us. All we have to do is just stay connected. Stay connected. Knowing this, that the world hates light. The world hates darkness, but it loves light. And sometimes we just want to quit. We just want to give up. Because it don't seem like nobody's listening. You know, it's like we're shining the light and they're making fun of us. You know, it's like we're wasting our time spending our dime. Nobody's listening. on the job, we shine our lights, and they talk about us. They make joke about us, right? They say, you know, oh, here come the light. You better get your dark shades. Here's the light. Amen. They make joke at us. You know, it's like it makes us just tired of being tired sometimes. We're just saying it's like nobody's listening. But we ought to always remember that somebody was knocking at our door. And somebody kept knocking at our door. And we heard them saying, oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Because I'm knocking at your door. And just think for a second or two. What if we didn't answer? What if nobody didn't even come a knocking on our door? Praise be to God that somebody came knocking at our door. Somebody came with that light because we were in darkness. You know, if you never was, I was. And I can tell you something about it. Work all week. Friday. Couldn't wait till Friday. Party. Call that party Friday. Huh? We go out and we have a good time. We find all kind of sin to get in. All kind of sin, because that sin is the one that really makes it work. Amen. That sin makes it work. And that, you know, we work all week and we can't wait till that Friday. I'm speaking about myself now. And you start putting that stuff down in your gut. Amen. And you get all messed up. You wake up the next morning with a headache. You wake up throwing up. You wake up not knowing how you got home. You don't really remember all the things you've done. Amen? You wake up like that. And then you look for next Friday so you can do the same thing over again. You see, some of us was in darkness. I knew I was. I could see something. Really? You was in that kind of darkness, Brother Patterson? Yeah, I was. Weren't you? No, my darkness wasn't like that. Your darkness was sin, it was like that. Amen? If it was sin, it was like that. I never touched a drink. Maybe you done something else. Maybe you did some other stuff that was sinful. You see? Ain't no big sin, little sin with God. All this sin. The Bible says you can do all the sins right, and if you mess up in a little, you mess up the whole thing. It went on to say a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And we have to, you know, we have to not quit. We have to keep on shining this light. We are the light. And God has said, you're the light, but don't, you know, it might seem like we're not going to get paid for this. And we're not really working to get paid. We're working because we are saved. We're working because God saved us. Not to get paid, but we will get ours, because that's what he said. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For great is your reward in heaven. It's not like that we shine in this light for nothing. We are shining this light for a reason, because this world is dark. I told the class this morning, I was looking at TV, and this is truly dark. This is real, real dark, what I'm about to say, because our future is our children. Our honest children. It was this school that had a drag queen to come, an elementary school that had a drag queen in the classroom, teaching the kids, this is a part of life. There's nothing wrong with this. This is how some of us are. And you have to just, you know, understand this. And like I said in the class, there was a teacher in the class. That teacher could have said, get out. There was a principal in the school. He could have told that person, don't come here no more. A superintendent would say, we don't do stuff like that here. But the superintendent, the principal, and the teacher let that in and gave that teaching to our children. But they would say, we shouldn't pray in school. But bring a drag queen in and teach them that we could get along. This is a part of life. This is how God made me. But we know that God didn't make them like that. That's what sin done. If we want to blame anybody, we need to blame Adam and Eve. Our great, 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 great. We got to blame them. If we want to blame anybody, you see, you know, because they would say in a heartbeat that this is how God made me. God didn't make you like that. Sin did. It's just like the sicknesses and diseases that's in the world. Sin did this. Sin did these things. And somebody has to understand that. But we're living in a dark world, and God, he said that ye are the light. You're the light. I'm the light. Ye are the light. You're not just a light, but you are the light. You're the light like Jesus is the light. You're the light that even if you don't say nothing at all, you're still the light. You're the light. Even when you talk, you're the light. Because there are sometimes when people, they would see us, right? And they would say something like, there's something right about that brother. Something right about that sister. You know, it's something about that brother and that sister is just right. And they somebody I want to know better. You know, I want some of what they got. What must I do to get it? You know, and that's when we shine in that light, that light. You know, we don't have to say one word, but they can see our movements, our fruits every day. Our fruit is showing. We can see it every day. They could see it, and they would say things like, you know, it's something about them. It's something about her. And I never heard the voice. They never said nothing, but it's how they act and every day it's the same way. They act in this way. Every time I see them, and then all of a sudden I got an opportunity to speak to them. And when I spoke, it was light also. You see, we ought to be that light that we don't have to talk to be light. But when we talk, we are the light also. Amen. You see, and we ought to be there because somebody is looking for us. And they should find us looking for them. We are that because we are that light. That light that shines. And we're not supposed to be under a bushel. We're not supposed to be hiding our light. We're not supposed to be giving our light to people who we like. And the people who we don't like, you know, let them fry, you know. But that light is for everybody. We ought to remember that one day, we were in darkness, that day that we were in darkness, and like I said before, somebody came a knocking. What if they didn't come at our door? Are you with me? And when they came, what if we didn't, you know, what if they, if I had kept on saying, I'm tied up now, can you come back later? You know, I'm busy, you know? What if I had continued to say that? Where would I have been? Where would you have been? But we said, come in. Come in. And Jesus came in and he supped with us and he taught us the way to be. And he made us light, the light of the word. We sing the song, don't let your light burn low, burn low. Don't let your light burn low. Be constant in God's service. Don't let your light burn low. Our light should never run out of oil. We should never be disconnected from Christ, because that is our source. He teaches us how to be light. And from that source, we are the light of the world. Because how this world is going now, they're using sin to solve problems. You see, and sin don't solve problems. Sin make problems. But they can't understand that. Why? Because they're blind in darkness. And we are the light that shine on them. And some of them are going to say, I don't want the light. Are you listening? Some of them are going to make us feel bad. They're going to say something or do something to us that make us don't want to shine no more. But I stop by to say, keep shining. Because we'll never know. Somebody's listening. I remember, before I close, I remember I was working on a job, about 100 men, right? And every day I would let my light shine. I would let it shine, right? It looked like ain't nobody was listening. Nobody was, you know, they would tease me. They would want to fight. They would try to do everything to, you know, to make me shut up or just make me leave the job. We don't like your kind, you know. And at lunchtime, we go and have our cold one, and you act like you better than us. You can't even come, you know, hanging out with us. We don't like you. We don't want you here. But in that job, out of those hundreds of men that was on that job, I did not know that there was one who was paying attention. There was one who was paying attention. And that one, when I got home, I didn't know. But when I got home, that one who was paying attention, he called me. And he said, I want to be baptized. And this one, he lived in the he lived over there near Newport News, you know, in that area, you know, not that far, but, you know, look, come back this way a little bit, you know, but I can't remember them places, right? But he gave me a call, and that night we got together. And we went and we picked him up and we took him and we called the preacher that was in his area and we took him to that church and he was baptized. And today he's a deacon in the church. But that one that I just figured I was about to give up. I said, I ain't coming and mentioning Jesus' name no more on this job. You know, because it's like nobody was listening. But you'd be surprised who is paying attention. You see, somebody's paying attention, but somebody may be just afraid to say something in, you know. But he called me. And me and Barbara and some more, we got in our car and we went and picked him up. And we took him to the church and he was baptized. And he is a deacon in the church today. Amen. Just that one. And the Bible says, for one, angels rejoice. Just for that one, angels rejoice. Don't let your light burn low. Why? Because somebody's out there waiting, looking for you. And we ought to be looking for them. We sing this song, let the lower light be burning. Send a beam across the waves. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. You never know. You keep that light burning. Somebody Well, somebody want to be saved. But if we, if that light ain't burning, they can't, they can't see. They can't see. It's just like looking for your shadow in a dark room. You ain't gonna find it. Huh? Until that light comes on, then you can find your shadow. But in that dark room, you ain't gonna find it. And then, when all of this is over, in Revelations, the 22nd chapter, verse 5, and there shall be no night there if we keep on. If we keep on, we'll get to a place, right, where there will be no light. There will be no need for a candle, nor the light of a sun. For the Lord giveth, he's going to give us the light that we need. If we keep on shining our light, don't let our light burn low. Don't let it go out. Because somebody, believe it or not, somebody is waiting for that light. You remember, sometimes we used to wait for a bus and that bus don't come. And we wait and wait and it don't come. And as soon as we leave, hear the bus coming. And we're running down the street trying to catch it and it just leaves. It's gone by the business. If we had stayed just a little while longer, we would have catch it. Don't let your light burn low. Burn low. Don't let your light burn low. Be constant in God's service. Here, don't let your light burn low. We are the light of the world. We are like the city that's on a hill. This world needs light. Amen. It needs light. We need to be there. Some of us we might can't move like we used to move, but we can pray. Always remember that. You might can't do the things that you used to do, but be able to what? Pray. Pray for us who can move. Pray for us who could still go ye therefore and knock on doors. You know, pray for us. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps you must take to become a member. You must take these steps. You must hear God's word. His word is Jesus is the Son of the living God. He was born. He lived. He sacrificed himself for us. He died on the cross. And on the third day, he arose for us. And for us, this is what he did. We must believe that. We must repent of our way. We must confess Jesus is the Son of the living God. We must be baptized in water for remission of sin. After that, we must stay faithful in God's righteousness. We must stay faithful. Our light must continue to burn. We must come to worship. We must commune. We must pray. We must sing. We must give. It's a must. We can't get around these things. And above all these musts, we must teach. And above all these musts, we must love. You got to love. Because without the love, everything else, it ain't going to be worth it. If you're here, and you are a member of the church, and you are in need of prayer, you may come and ask for prayer this time as we together stand and sing a song that was for us to come.